This is Fresh Air. On this week's Performing Spot, we welcome back rhythm guitarist Marty Gross. When he was a kid, Marty began fooling around with an old Hawaiian ukulele, which he found in the attic of his New York City home. Soon his interest turned to jazz. During the 40s, when Charlie Christian's single-line electric guitar style was having a great influence on the jazz of the time, Marty was drawn more to the shuffle rhythm of the swing band acoustic guitarists. And today, he's one of the few players keeping the art of jazz acoustic rhythm guitar alive. We asked Marty Gross to play a couple of songs connected with the two cities he's lived in since he began his career, New York and Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. Bet your bottom dollar you'll lose your blues in Chicago, the town that Mayor Daley could not shut down. Bet your bottom dollar State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things they don't do on Broadway. Say, you'll have the time of your life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago, Chicago, my hometown. State Street, that great street, I just want to say, they do things they don't do on Broadway. Say, you'll have the time of your life. I saw a man, he danced with his wife in Chicago, in Chicago, in Chicago, my hometown. Yes, Chicago. Chicago was a place where I ran away to when I was 18 years old. Tried to make my fame and fortune. I made neither, but I had a pretty good time because there were a lot of jazz joints. There were some places that had very long hours, and the musicians would let almost anybody, even the most unskilled neophyte like myself, play just in order to get some time off from being on the bandstand. And that was great experience. There were a lot of good years in Chicago. I worked all kinds of saloons. I worked in places where girls swung on swings. I worked in places where every night was billed as New Year's Eve, and it was a great convention town. You played long hours and you played hard, but when you were young, that was good training. After a while, I came back to New York, and I'd like to do a New York song, but all the New York songs are so, most of them, are so cliched by now, they're so overdone, that I'd like to do this one, which is about a place in New York. Was featured in the 1920s Ziegfeld Follies by Fanny Brice. I didn't know until later in my life that Fanny Brice had been a stand-up vaudeville entertainer and a theater entertainer and the toast of Broadway because, of course, in the early 40s, Fanny Brice was known through a radio program called Baby Snooks, and all we ever heard of her, she played the part of a little 2 or 3 year old Muppet who said things like, "Why, Daddy? And I fall down and go boom," and had lines like that. And it was totally a different character that was revealed later on to be the Fanny Brice that sang this song and made it a hit in those days, called Rosa Washington Square. She's the rose of Washington Square. She's wilting down there in basement air. They ask her to pose with or without her clothes. They say her Roman nose just seems to please particular people, both. She's got plenty of those in secondhand clothes and nice long hair. She's got those Broadway vampires lashed to the mast. She's got no future. Ah, what a past. She's the rose of Washington Square.
pose. She's got plenty of those in secondhand clothes and nice long hair. She's got those Broadway vampires lashed to the mast. She's got no future. What a past. She's the rose of Washington Square. She's the rose of Washington Square. Rose of Washington Square.
Rhythm guitarist Marty Gross. He now makes his home in Brooklyn. Marty Gross records for Statiris, a record label based in Georgia. This is Fresh Air.